Can you turn the page this way, please? So how about if you find somebody you don't know and partner with them? And those of you who live your feet on your feet. On your feet. Oh, that's very good. All right. Sure. What I would like for you to tell your partner about when it's your turn is, what is your favorite thing about practice now? Okay, so decide who's going to go first and who's going to go second. Yes, have your recorder out for your half. No. Say what?
Can I step out to the door?
Oh, yes. Yeah, when somebody throws a curve up the tank, what do you do? You know who's first and who's second. When it's your turn, be sure and record. And ready. Set. First number one, begin, please.
Consumed by worry or whatever it is. such a risk to everybody in the room, because I'm not buying into a story about the conscious mind.
Alright. Oh. Should I push it? Hey, as you were, as you were. All right. Person number two, please. Getting the weed eaters together and yeah, because
oh,
and then
and this tanks with water so lovely and supportive and present and solid. Yeah, just like practice is flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And blooming and walks and in every area of my life, as I was on the way here, seeing just listening to the show and kind of what came up for me, it's it works in every aspect of life. And I also have like very, very old recordings. I'm listening and I feel a connection with a person who made it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very touching. the time this man came, I kind of have an empathy for him. But at the same time, I don't have those problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing.
Yes. And again, such a commercial for recording and listening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because without that, you know that voice would want you to believe nothing has changed. Mm-hmm. You're still the same person. You've got the same problems. Yeah. And so to see that in those two places, that that it's the same everywhere in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that we could all say it is the same everywhere in our lives. Everything is the same everywhere in our lives. And all that's happening is we are getting current. We are getting in sync with life. And as we get into sync with life, then we realize, as you're noticing, that all of those things that used to be difficulties and problems, they just don't exist for you any longer. And the fascinating thing once we see that is to realize that was always true. There never were any problems. God knows we thought there were.
And I'm excited about, like, wow, what is possible now?
Yes.
It feels like a fresh start.
Yes.
It's like, wow, now practice begins.
That's right. And that's so important because, of course, what the what conditioning would like us to do is quit.
Mm.
Oh, right. This is great. No problems.
Mm.
I've seen the light. Now I can go live the life I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Right? But as you say, what is possible now? Yeah. If you can look back at your life and see that kind of transformation,
mm-hmm.
what is possible from here?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yeah, okay.
There are so many things, but the big one right now is, I remember from the email class somebody said, if you're 1%, you have 1% here and 99% in conditioning, I can always focus on the 1%. And that tool, and then the one that also can apply if the conditioning makes us think that it's infinite and can go on forever, and it's got that thing going, but it actually doesn't have that capacity, but life does.
Yes.
So those two things are really holding me, and I really feel quite shaky, and I felt a great deal of fear coming here today. So that's okay, because I'm in a lot of fear workshops, and it's like, oh, here's
another,
oh, here we are in the process now. Okay, I recognize this. So that's something. And so I was really hanging on, you know, but there's, I said, well, at least there's, I know there's at least 1% chance person that wants to go.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. a much bigger part than that, that really wants to wake up and really wants to get a recovery. So, la, 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 la. Get on the road, and it just isn't as important to me what that story is, you know. It was screaming this morning, and it's like, well, and then another tool I think I remembered was when Ashwini said something was happening like that to her, and the only tool she had was kindness. And I thought, well, I can pull that out, you know, too. And just go, you know, I'm not going to have control over this yammering. I'm not going to have control over the criticism and the judgment, but I can pull that tool out of that kindness.
Mm-hmm. And so this morning, when it came at you, was it trying to get you not to come here? Is that?
No, that's, it usually is that somewhat, but it's just judgment. And
oh, okay. Just after you, just trying
not,
to.
You're not equal, and mm-hmm. what are you even trying to do? Yeah, it is probably, it is always wanting to come here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it gets worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For a retreat, and then I'm thinking, and I really want to do another one. I'm like, yeah, but do I go through this and worse the next time? I mean, I really was that bad when I was down in the village, you know, getting here. And I'm like, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to jump right over that.
Yes.
And I want to wake up.
Yes. And the mm-hmm. thing is, it's not going to be worse. Right? Because if it could be worse, it would be worse.
Mm-hmm.
So every time we go through it, That's what you're describing. It's not that bad. You're driving along, like, hey, shut up, I don't know you. Yeah? Driving along. You're coming here. And so it's doing everything that it can to stop you, and it's threatening you that it can do way worse than this if you keep up this insanity. But the reality is, it's done it. You've seen it. Will it quit? No, it won't quit. Although it might quit for a little while, because that would be a good technique. Then you fall into the, oh, thank God, that's behind me. Mm-hmm. And then, here it comes again. Right? But, yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah, that's good to know.
And you've seen the most important part about it. You have seen that it has nothing to do with you. Because you are the one who wants to wake up an insider. You're the one who wants to choose kindness. You're the one who wants to focus on the 1% that isn't nuts.
Right.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's critical to realize that.
Well, it would be a crippling point to think, oh my God, here it comes, and there's nothing there, but to know it because I've heard it and now seen it.
Yeah.
No, it actually doesn't last forever.
It doesn't.
It isn't going to, you know, you aren't going to probably
die.
Lose your mind this time, and it will be, you know, let's just see.
The odds are good. And the advantage about losing your mind is, if you lose your mind, none of it's going to matter. So, that's really not a threat. Yeah. But just to realize that system is not you. You're the one who wants this. So what does it want?
Mm-hmm.
It wants you to feel bad. It wants you to be frightened. It wants you to suffer. That's what it wants. Now, for a long time, of course, we're meant to believe that its story is for us. Like, it's trying to save you from coming to this hideous place where it's going to be awful. Right? It's trying to take care of you. Right? And then after a while, you get to, no, actually, I want to go. I want to be there. I want to learn this. I want to practice this. This is what I want to do. It gets worse. It gets more so. It doesn't say, okay, well, you've made a good decision, and so we're going to hop on board here to help you out. No, it gets more hysterical, more frantic, screaming, louder, threatening, calling you names. So, okay, good. So the crazy relative that I thought actually, you know, liked me and that I should be loyal to, actually, it turns out that's not the case. So, what's our relationship now? Well, we're not living together anymore. We may still see each other once in a while, holidays, especially holidays for most people. It's that when we see it again. However, you know who's who and what's what. So you don't have to be fooled by it. It's really important.
Mm-hmm. That's good news.
It is good news. That's exactly the kind of thing it wanted you not to come near here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you record about it. Karen?
Well, the first thing that dropped in, my favorite part of practice is the monastery. Probably because I'm here, and I just felt just a lot of joy just being here, just walking around, and this very much sense of I belong here, not like a very settled feeling, grounded, you know, not
home.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it even feels different than home. It's just like, it's fine for me to be here. You know, it's like, I can be here. I'm fine to be here. I'm not articulating what I want to.
It's home without all that other stuff. You know, those other people and bills and, I was going to say meals that you have to prepare,
yeah.
But that's, you know. That's going to happen here too. Issues.
It's like where things just feel the most right in the world for me, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the perspective I can get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all this you know, the silence, the freedom to just not have to be the personality, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And sitting down to that meal, and I mean, I've sat down to that meal many times, but it's
always so good.
It's so good, you know, and
I hope nobody hates it. I hope nobody hates that meal, because wouldn't that be a misery to have that meal? Like 93 times a year, I have that meal.
Oh, it's just the best.
And it was really good tonight.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what is just, well, I'm here practicing too. It's that. It's
mm-hmm.
like I'm here practicing. And I think in all of the areas, you know, that I show up for practice, I have that same sense, but it's just so concentrated here because
mm-hmm.
I'm immersed in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were talking, this thing dropped in, that I don't know if anybody else sort of plays this little game,
mm-hmm.
But I love this little game. You can be here, especially here, because there is so little going on here. It's so very quiet compared to most places in the rest of the world. You can close your eyes, and you could be anybody,
mm-hmm.
any place, at any point in time.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's even on the same, along the same lines, you can be nobody.
Yes, that's trickier. Yeah. Well, and in a way, that's the same thing,
mm-hmm.
right? That it is consciousness in form.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is awareness. In a human incarnation, but it's not anybody in that sense of I'm me, this person,
yeah.
this time, these
mm-hmm.
problems, these issues, this perspective,
mm-hmm.
this
yeah.
the anchor.
And there is that
yeah.
to me always. There's a timeless sense to it.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so anyway, it's great to be here.
I had a similar experience at dinner. I was just eating that meal. I have eaten, I don't know how many times, thinking, this is just fantastic. I love this meal.
You're going to have some more of those before you go to the party.
Oh, that too.
That one too.
Well, there's just so, I mean, I was driving here, I was just thinking, there's so many things I love right now about practice. One of them is just the opportunity to start all over, to begin again. You feel like I'm just starting practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just such a wonderful feeling. And I've been practicing a lot with, you said it in a particular way on the Project Joy call, that people see those bumper stickers everywhere, smile, God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
But just feeling like the universe loves me. Or, and another thing I was sharing in the dyad is feeling, taking the, what practice has allowed me is being able to be in life's content with the attitude of mind of all is well.
Yes.
And that is just such a huge gift because there's a lot of potential drama, kind of like the horse story. Oh my God, this happened and isn't that awful and then that happened. And I can just be in it and say, well, you know, actually,
we have no idea.
We have no idea. I'm kind of all as well from my perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, not in a, I don't know, a way, you know.
Right. Well, because anything can be happening, and that's not different than all as well.
Yes.
It's when we're in that dualistic perspective where everything is a matter of this is, this isn't, this is, this isn't. I like that, I don't like that, that's good, that's bad, that's the way it should be, that's not the way it should be.
Yes, because that's so helpful because what's really going on is people think life should go a certain way and it isn't, and so therefore something's wrong. But what if life is just going the way it's going? And I mean, as I hear myself say that, I can think of a time where I would have heard that and gone,
That makes no sense. However, what I was saying, sharing with my partner, is I realized, as I was looking at that this afternoon, because it's almost like you have, I was looking at that question before you even asked it, I realized if I go a little bit further out from my immediate life, it's harder to have that attitude of mind that all is well. So if I look at our country as opposed to, you know, life in my city, it seems more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Well, if you're doing that, there are two ways to do that, okay? If you're doing that from a, I'm here, and now I'm going to consider that, and that, and that, and that, and of course I'm going to have help considering those, right, because they're going to be framed for me. That's a problem, and they're a problem, okay? Or it could be that there's being here in awareness, and awareness contains all of those things. If awareness contains all of those things, it's even difficult to really be clear about what they are. Mm-hmm. So you notice that sometimes things that seem like they're really not the way they should be turn out to be a real gift. It's in that, well, maybe yes, maybe no, sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really depends, I think, on what we're identified with as we perceive slash create whatever it is that's going on. So if it's all happening in awareness, and there's simply awareness of awareness, is it the same, is it even the same issue as when someone is there looking at my life and how I am with my life, and then looking at what is not my life, and
yeah, it's almost like I would have to become someone to see that all is not well.
Yes. Yes, and conditioned mind, as you've probably noticed, is happy to look for those things.
Oh.
Yeah. And help you be that person who will see those things that are a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what I hear in what you're saying, and I don't know if this is what you're saying, is to be here and allow the awareness of what is here arise, and then there's not someone going to find something that there's a problem with.
Yes. So in Zen meditation, there's a type of meditation that people may or may not be familiar with called Shikantaza, and the example that's often used for that is, so you're sitting here in meditation, and somebody opens the door on the far side of the kitchen, and there's awareness of it.
Mm.
Which is very different from I wonder what that was. It shouldn't be out there. Everybody should be in here. What are you doing? That's a problem. So there's kind of a feeling of, are there, here's a good word, separations between, or is there a sense of oneness?
Yeah, in hearing you say that, I can just see how, I don't even know how to say it, but being in the process of seeing the separation between, or becoming an I who can see that there's a problem, is the problem.
Yes. and with that previous experience, there isn't that. That which is what I was, that little game I like to play, where there isn't anybody there. There could be anybody there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be everybody there.
Mm-hmm. Which actually fits with another thing I'm loving currently about practice is not having to make any decisions. That life is unfolding the way life is unfolding, and I get to go along for the ride. And it fits beautifully in with that because
yes,
staying in the awareness, abiding in the awareness, then it's. Mm-hmm. I'm not finished that sentence, but abiding in the awareness, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's much to be to like about
it. Much to be pleased with in practice. Rebecca?
Well, what you just said about the door opening and just the oneness, it's an awareness. It made me think about something that I'm looking at, and it relates to what my favorite thing in practice is right now, which is guidance. And so what I saw in that example that you just brought up was those kinds of things happen around here all the time for me anyway. So it might look like this. So the tea kettle is flaring and the person who turned it on is not around. Okay, so it's like, huh. So we get to look at, do I turn the tea kettle off? Because, you know.
Well, first we have to look at, who turned that on?
Yeah.
Well, where are they?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't seem to be in the kitchen.
Yeah, and there's the someone that comes.
Can't see him anywhere.
Who did it? Yes, and there's that.
Not on me.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
Yes, it's not on me because I'm blameless, but now I got
to. How fast can I get out of this kitchen?
And those kinds of things happen just all the time in community.
Yep.
And so it's such a perfect.
If I may,
please.
And I just love that image of. So that's happening for me all the time. And I don't see the trail behind me. Right? It's your thing about you're not in traffic, you are traffic. Right? So it's not like they're doing it all the time. And then they're over the guy and they're doing a lot of time.
Sometimes every now and then I'll get a glimpse, like when it's obvious what I've left or forgotten or done something, and you just kind of go, oh, God love us all. You know, like, we just are all doing our best. And, you know, kind of want every now and then go with blanket. I'm just sorry, okay?
You're right. I didn't even know half of what I've done. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And so what feels so good about it in my favorite part of practice right now is guidance, is that it feels like what has been worn away is that, what we were talking about earlier, that misconception that that's me.
Mm-hmm.
That that's me that did it wrong, or that it's getting, or that doesn't know, or that it's getting, you know, getting somebody post, you know, sending a, you know, guidance post note or something to me, you know, and it has just been so excruciating, that identification.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And to be free of it,
ooh,
yeah,
so relaxing.
Yes, and to actually enjoy the guidance because of what it showed me,
mm-hmm.
Not because I'm gonna get it right next time, you know, or not be okay, good. Now I know that's how we do that, or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's because that's just the setup for that same old me coming into existence. Even though that's where that was sort of the most recent layer to be flamed away, because it felt like, okay, good, I want to get it right, because I want to be contributing and living in the music, and I want to be loving.
And I want to know when they're not getting it right. That'll be important too.
So to be able to, it feels like one of those layers of skin of there's something wrong,
mm-hmm.
that's been sort of beginning or, you know.
Well, it's what you're pointing at is kind of a heart and soul practice, right? Because if you Zen practice, not a lot, only Zen practice, let's leave it like that, that, right? Because a whole lot of the world does not care about what we care about. Really doesn't care. Try to convince somebody that there's no such thing as right and wrong.
Oh.
You don't even want to have that conversation. You just don't want to. So what you're describing is being in a place where you realize there's a difference between conditioned mind and whole mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know there is. You've seen it. You've witnessed it. You can feel it in your body,
mm-hmm.
Right? And sometimes you feel it in your body, just because you feel it in your body, and go, oh, that felt like center. I think that was wisdom. And then, on occasion, you encounter that outside of you, say from a guide, somebody like that. And what you enjoy is being in that place. Because when you're there to receive it, that's what happens. You go to where that's happening. If you don't go to where that's happening, now it's not like it's really, you know, like Indiana or something, but that's what it feels like. It feels like a place that you inhabit, that you move into, that you experience as a reality. And increasingly, you want that experience, and what we realize in practice is trying to get it right is way not to be there. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out, all of those conditioned mind sorts of things are what keep us from being there. When this isn't there, then there we are. Yeah. Right? So we begin to see the comparison of those two. Right? Oh, well, I'd rather be there in that clarity than know anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah? So now I point something out. I don't care. I'll go to that place. Yeah. Will I learn anything? No, because there's anything there to learn. It's just a place.
Yeah.
It's just the happiest place to live.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. And what's dropping in is that the phrase, it doesn't matter. So the content, that is just so counterintuitive to everything of its conditions.
I don't even know why we have an expression like counterintuitive. Right? Because it's totally intuitive. It's counter-conditioned mind.
Yes, this is right. This is all counter-conditioned mind. That's right. So is that, what do you mean it doesn't matter? You know, so for example, last night I had this big, old, heavy, I had just gotten in bed and I was getting all warm and it was in a cold room and I was getting warm and I remember I left my recorder in my bag. You know, and that's one of those moments where,
where was your bag?
It was on the other side of the room.
Oh my God!
I had to get out of my bed into the cold air and go get everything. You know, and it was like,
and these places are 8 feet. You're gonna probably get a bit. You did mention that. You would be okay in any case.
Yeah.
Yes.
Therefore,
you could do a very dramatic.
Out into the cold! Into the cold!
And then jump into the bed. There's no reason not to be entertained by all this. Exactly. And that's just it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, how long can we be entertained by that same old, oh God, it's so cold, and you forgot the recorder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the freedom of knowing that's so not me, and how long that has not been, you know, how long.
You thought it was.
Yes. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dan?
My sense of play is coming back. Before, when I'm in a situation where I don't like this, it's uncomfortable, I don't want this, now I have to, you know, learn all these compensatory behaviors to try and magically make this not happen. Now it's, there's something to see here. it's a little hard to remember exactly in the moment, but there's an excitement bubbling up now for if something's quote unquote difficult, it's even a bigger gift.
Yes. And part of that bigger gift is it tends to catch our attention.
Yeah.
Right? So if we're just going along and things aren't that bad, and we can miss a lot of the day. But if something is difficult, it's like, oh, okay, well, here's an opportunity. Something to see in this.
And with that viewpoint, also the tools to approach it. There's a solution that's most compassionate for everyone. Looking to life, which to me is kind of looking up to the right instead of the little mirror on my left ear. Really beginning to get projection. I think in one of the books it was said, relationship can be one of the most amazing things when you get it, it's a mirror. In the moment where my partner's done something and it's just not okay.
Your message.
Can you see enough that? You better change. being able to stop, even, you know, sometimes in a sentence, but sometimes before I speak, and just, wow, I'm just filled with love and compassion just doing that, just, I don't know for whom, but just stopping it there and owning it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all these things. I look back every year or two, and the person 2 years ago just seems like, how could I have ever been living when I was that afraid? And every 2 years, I'm kind of like, I still look back at that person and go, wow, that person was really afraid. And it's just a miracle, I guess.
And the compassion, we can feel compassion for that human being that we have known so well. And so much more compassion for others. Just kind of guessing that they might be struggling with a little of that too.
My relationship with one of my parents has changed greatly in that I used to think, you know, acting out and being angry was powerful and that's how, you know, it's free.
Mm-hmm.
And having done that for a while and seeing how unhappy I was when I was doing that, it's a very different perspective now. And speaking of miracles, it's been mentioned, but just to have the ability to see that I am not egocentric, I'm conditioning self-hate. I mean, it's really a miracle that life, I mean, only life could lead me to see that. I mean, I could try to help my parents, however, but it's just, I mean, what a gift to know that's not me.
It's everything, isn't it? It really is everything. Life is one thing before we know that, and life is something completely different once we know that. There are details to work out, no doubt, but just that realization that as much as it feels like it, as long as I believed it, it's not. And I can feel the difference.
There was an email class where I did two-handed, and actually I did two-sided, so I changed chairs. I think the exercise was, you know, let life welcome you or something. And I just moved over to life's side, and I just was overwhelmed with love and joy. This person's here, there was no judgment, it was just, you feel that a few times, and you're like, there's no going back.
Exactly.
Or I'll keep coming back, and put it that
way.
Mm-hmm. So again, just a lot of gratitude.
Thank you. Oh, that's right.
So there's a lot of about practice, but as I've been listening to this conversation, one of the things that is dropping in for me is impermanence, because I've been looking at that a lot in different facets and contexts, but I have this fabulous experience of taking a walk, and there's a place close to our walk, which is a barbed wire fence. It's one of the most ugly things that I've ever encountered. And every time I walk past it, I look at it and go, how ugly it is.
That's funny. I mean, who can't relate to that, right? It's like, I didn't get it the first time, I didn't hear it the 15th time or the 16th time. It's really important that I repeat that every time.
And yesterday when I walked past it, it was covered with climbing jasmine.
Oh my goodness.
And the scent of it was just the most exotic experience, like heady, sensual experience. And, you know, I just leaned against it and put my nose into the flowers and just stood there. I stood there for like 15 minutes. Everybody went past me with the thought, wow, she's crazy or something. But it was just that incredible sense of ugliness and then beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And what dropped, so I walked past it this morning again because I wanted to have that experience. And it was beautiful. It wasn't ugly. And what dropped in is, I'm always going to look forward to spring now because if the barbed wire can be covered with jasmine. And I started to cry because what it reminded me of is I will never have that guarantee. That in this is the moment of complete enjoyment that I can have. And it's been, I've been aware of that a lot. Of feeling really good and wanting to cling to that feeling really good, and then going through something really crappy and
barbed wire-ish,
and being aware that it was all web, but not liking the experience of it, and then coming through into this moment of the jasmine and going, this is what I want, and really, really recognizing that I'm never going to have. I don't know, some strange way of accepting that it's not always going to be jasmine, and that's all right.
Mm-hmm. Well, and when you say that feeling of that wire kind of waiting all winter long, not looking its best, but kind of ready to serve. And how much we can appreciate that in the way that, you know, people have been pointing to the barbed wire times in our lives when we were much more like that fence than the jasmine, and to appreciate all of those, and in the way that you indicate the desire that we have to cling to the jasmine because that's beautiful and we want that. We want it always to be spring and we always, and to realize that's not the case. And so we need to learn to find the beauty in that wire.
Yeah. Well, and that's the two things that dropped in as a teaching from that was just because as soon as I stepped away from that place, the jasmine was gone. Like there was it wasn't in my present.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was gone. I mean, it was there, but it was gone. And to remember that such an important lesson I learned. I don't miss my mom because she's not in my life. I can only miss my mom when I get to a story about my mother.
Mm-hmm.
That the jasmine, as long as it's in my presence and I'm present to it, then I enjoy it. But it, as soon as I stepped out and took that phone call, it didn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And then actually turn around and say, well, that's me, you know, 5 seconds ago you were.
I was everything to me. And now, nothing.
But that seems to be such an important lesson, right? Mm-hmm. That if you're present to anything in life, then it's complete.
Yes.
Even if it's a barbed wire.
Yes.
That was just that place of, I accept that I might not be here for another spring. Not just physically. Not physically. I'm not going to be in that place. I might not even be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Those jasmines, you know, that fence could no longer exist.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a tremendous moment of getting it.
Mm-hmm. This is it.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is completely it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so even to waste a moment lamenting the fact that it's the barbed wire instead of the jasmine,
Or that the dragon won't be here, or I won't be here, or something, whatever.
Always focus, on the something wrong, on the loss, the lack, the deprivation. That's ego's specialty.
Well, and the thing that I really got to was, how, the question in a very koan way is, I don't have to light the loss wire, but I can, there's an orientation shift to being okay that it is the barbed wire. And I'm talking about an experience in myself.
Yes, and being open to the possibility that you actually will learn to like it.
Yeah. It's
because it is the same expression of life that everything is.
Yes.
So our preferences are really irrelevant when we see it for what it is.
Well, that was really helpful because I think what I was looking for was the frame with which to look at those places which are about wider experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that place of, I had this experience in group the other day of emptiness, or putting up these weeds in the courtyard, going, there's just no one who's winning with these weeds, because life is going to put weeds back in 15 seconds. And recognizing that the form of the weeds come and go, but the life that's going to grow the weeds is always there.
Yes.
And so I think what that frame was very helpful, because what animates the barbed wire is the same thing that animates the jasmine.
That's it.
And I never, that's what's missing in those barbed wire experiences. That frame is not available to me.
That's the hardest thing, isn't it? When Gandhi says, if you don't see God in the next person you encounter, where are you going to find God?
Yeah.
And then we can go, well, yeah, I probably...
yeah. Well, you know...
He's not just being poetic.
No. And I have to go report that, because I think... it's so easy to be in touch with that life force in beauty and sunshine and even rain.
Yes.
Like barbed wires.
Yeah. And in a very simple little way, we've all just, wherever people have been, I think most of you have been around fairly close. I mean, last week, the weather was, right? And that feeling of, is it ever going to look like it looked today? And then here it is. Well, not that, not this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, as you're pointing out with the weeds, it's the exact same life force.
Mm-hmm.
We just have whatever relationship we have with it.
Mm-hmm. And I think that the detail is really being able to access that framework that for me, meditation now is to rise beyond feeling.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, not to be so, the gravitational pull of the feeling is so strong that there's no ability to look at the framework, which is so readily available when the energy is different.
Yeah, which is what we were, back to what we were talking about with Anne. It's the feeling makes it personal, makes a separation. It's this or it's that. It feels good, it feels bad. When we stay in awareness, in that framework, then that sort of personal preference or whatever it is that we feel about whatever that is becomes immaterial. Thank you. Scott?
It's really helpful to be in group. And another one of the things I love about practice is the unconditional, sort of like, no matter what we do, life's just there loving us, whether it's picking you up and caring you, or just, I'm not going to go down the well, but I'm right here, anytime you want to go out of the well, in so many ways, in any second, in any moment that you want to be with life just opens up its arms and says,
yes,
I love you just as much as I loved you anytime I've been with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing, because I feel like, that's what I've always been seeking in my life, and it's available.
Yes, and the thing that most of us, I think, get talked into is love has to be a certain way, has to look a certain way, has to feel a certain way. All of it has to match these standards. And that we fail to notice because of projection that we're the one applying the limitations. Mm-hmm. So as you say, as soon as you open up to it, mm-hmm. it's obvious that you're loved.
Yeah, exactly.
And we have come up to that moment going, well, I don't know, you know, that this is and that and they and I. And they're so busy in that conversation mm-hmm. that we don't experience the love that's there.
And they need to be very busy in the conversation.
Yes.
When you get it, that's going on.
Yes.
That's actually what life is.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes a lot of focus on that negative conversation to miss all of this, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But we manage.
We manage. I was watching a group, actually. I had a setback and a physical thing I've been working with. And that's been an excuse basically to be in a conversation with conditioning. Like, I haven't gotten any better over the week and it's really frustrated and I can't do this and that and all that stuff. And just in this group, I could feel it hurting. But I'm listening to people in the group. And then I watch myself laugh mm-hmm. and smile. And all of a sudden, that doesn't exist anymore. And then I watch it go.
And then it goes,
wait, what
about that?
Gotta keep that. And just the energy it takes to keep that going. Mm-hmm. And I was just, when we were just talking about in that moment with the jasmine, it was complete. I just did that, I just tried that on with the sensations and mm-hmm. the foot. And my life was complete in that moment. And there was nothing wrong, and it wasn't pain. Or frustration or despair. It was just life is moving. Mm-hmm. And just that in that last talk really just it's like they reminded me, like, everything is life. This is all for me. I may not understand. It may be something for conditioning to take up and chat with me about. But the intelligence is animating.
Yes.
Through everything.
Yes.
And so, how could it be wrong or a problem?
Yes. Well, in that place that we get back to, I don't know if there's any truth to this, but it sounds right. That in each moment we have the opportunity to see how we are with life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, is when something hurts, is that when I'm going to say, okay, life, I've had enough. Sick of the way you're treating me. Or do we stay in that place of, we could go from gratitude for all the things that don't hurt, which would be a very long list, actually, and to just stay in that place of having a chance to see what happens to me under these circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, at what point do I bail? At what point do I say, that's it, I'm through with you? Or can I stay with it, stay present, stay grateful, and there's our training.
Yeah, and that place of what tough places do I bail, I've been noticing the places that I don't bail, the places that I do come back, mm-hmm. the places that I've been trying to elevating, and it also reminded me, we had this yoga at the New Year's retreat about coming home and putting your feet up. It's just to get another perspective, and mm-hmm. I was putting it up to elevate the foot, but it was another perspective, and I was just looking up at my feet with my socks off, and I just started to, like, tear up. Just, I gotta love them so much.
You've been so good to me. Yeah. I really treated you so badly.
Yeah, just like...
And they forgive you. They forgive you. No hard feelings.
Yeah. And it's just that, so again, that place of, it's so that you kind of go, oh, maybe I'll have to leave. You know, I can keep going away and coming back, or I can just stay here.
Yes.
Because whatever's going on is going on. So, you know, you can take out the trash and be miserable, you can take out the trash and be happy.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here is always the best place to be. That's another one of those things. As soon as we get that, life is a completely different beastie.
Yeah.
Here is the only place to be. No matter what here is, it's better than anything else. Ever.
And when you get that, which is what was being spoken of, I think, the first time to share, then it's just fun.
Yes.
You know, then it's like, oh, how did, you know, let me, oh, wow, how, you know, it's just everything that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because it's a habit, maybe we're unconscious, it's all interesting. It's all a game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's all, ooh, and then, you know. Yeah.
So,
well,
I think it's fun. Well, it was just said, my favorite part of practice is right now. And then just being here in this group. And when you said just to watch and see where you go and bail, that was great. There was a lot of interference today that, you know, this and that, and, you know. And I reached for the recorder 1,001 times today. You know, and I, when you said that, I realized that was the point of not bailing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just to see that, it was just such a. It seems like, that's a miracle right there, the recorder.
And yes,
it's a complete miracle.
And to reach for it 1,000 times in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, conditioning would say,
yeah.
You know. Did you do anything else?
Yeah. But you know what? There's that point when that is such a relief.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what it's saying. Whatever it's saying, it's whatever goes on to record is way better than
what you just left.
What I just left,
yeah.
You know, and so, I was just seeing them. All the, I don't know any other practice that I was recording and listening. And I ended up with this practice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's amazing.
No other practice has recording and listening. No other practice wants it. You can't give it to people at this point.
They'll catch on. Well, yeah, one has to be in relationship with it for a while.
Well, for exactly what you said, whatever is going on in recording and listening is better than what that conversation is in conditioned mind.
Yeah.
There's just no question. I mean, you could be singing lullabies to yourself, and it would be more helpful, more meaningful, more satisfying, and happier than whatever is going on in conditioned mind.
And it's pretty sobering to see the resistance one has to walk through to just cross that threshold of
ego doesn't like to let us go without a fight.
That you know, addiction, time and time again, you know, see that, how strong it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, I've had a taste of that. I'm glad I haven't bailed and just picked it up over and over and over again. I love the conversation tonight too, just be reminded to see the beloved in everything.
In everything.
In everything. And I know that's so. I just know that's so. And it's so easy to, you know, get flipped into that separation place that it's. It's just a much more joyful place to see.
Here's the place to be.
Here's the place to be. And so to just have that, the recording to help with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having this amazing experience in group of, you know, often there's an experience where somebody speaks and you feel like you could have said that word for word, but everything tonight. And maybe... Maybe it's just
that
because
of strange deja vu.
Yeah, just every little bit of it. And my favorite thing about practice at the moment is dropping the conversation and staying out of the conversation. And it's like an experience of being in the place that you're talking about. That place of feeling life, love, and everything. And then seeing how conditioned mind says, well, not all of that other stuff is conditioned mind.
So let's explore that. And let's see if we can figure out which is conditioned mind.
No.
Thank you.
Exactly. No, thank you.
But yeah. That's a good one. That would be a good one. Now, is everything conditioned mind? That can't be. I should look into that for the next 5 or 10 years.
It's amazing, isn't it, too? I was just, well, these are some of the things that I was hearing in the conversation. Like, I was about the kitchen door opening. I was sitting today, and there was a noise, and I saw how all irritation happens in a conversation in conditioned mind.
Yes.
So there was a noise in awareness, and I watched the story start.
Yes.
Oh, that's always and it shouldn't and mm-hmm. and that, and then the control feeling starts, the clenching.
That's wrong.
What to do something about it? I can't sing. And it all happens in a conversation in conditioned mind.
Mm-hmm.
And
because we can see that, right? There's awareness, and here's the noise.
Yes.
And there goes the noise.
Yes.
It's really not a problem.
Yes.
But as soon as conditioned mind gets hold of it, big problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big problem that goes on.
Yes.
Because now we have to talk about what it was and where it came from and who did it and why and how long it is and it shouldn't be like that and what can you do about it in the future and.
And how I'm feeling now, and how I shouldn't be feeling.
That's right. And if that hadn't happened, I was feeling so good right before that happened.
It was fine.
I was so present.
Now it's over. Exactly. And now I'm being so present, but processing what just happened.
Yes. And see, don't you love it that every one of us can relate to this? In case we think we're different.
Yeah, I think that is the experience this evening, just presence to that presence being expressed in all these different ways, and just the recognition and the delight in that.
Mm-hmm. And it kind of goes back to me to what we were talking about with Rebecca, that there are two things going on. Mm-hmm. There's whatever we're talking about, and then there's the process that we're in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we do this for the process that we're in, not for what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, we can get confused and think that what we're talking about has some bearing on something. It doesn't. We could be talking about anything as long as we're here together in this place.
Yes, exactly. Which is why, and if attention's on the content of what we're talking about, and that's important, then that's when conditioned mind can pull me into.
Yes. Well, now, that's not my experience. What she said. And then 5 minutes later, somebody else is talking, right? And I missed all of what she finished saying and what the next person went to, right? I just had this vague feeling that these people were talking, but I'm in here.
And I can vague feeling. And I'm not.
So for that reason. You know, when people are new to practice and they're busy trying to figure it out and get it right and learn, and they're always encouraged to just sit there. You know, there's the note taker. You know, they're going to get it all down. Just sit there and just let it wash over you. Just let it wash over you. That's all you have to do, and you'll be transformed. Either that is not right, or I'm really in the wrong place, because that's just sleeping. And then after enough years, we realize, that is what happened, isn't it? I don't know a damn thing. And I'm so happy.
And I still got all these unfilled notebooks. Oh, dear.
Anybody else? Anything else?
Well, I just want to say how grateful I am for this practice, you know, this time, and how lucky we are, or I am, for being able. I was just at lunch today to walk, can you believe this? It feels like a different country.
Yes.
And, I was saying, the person who was preparing lunch, thank you, and I'm done for today, and I'm leaving. And he was like, where are you going? I'm going to the meditation. Oh, that's where all the rich people go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right.
So,
Carol, wish that were true, huh? We buy more weed eaters. We buy weed eaters that work. Three.
Four.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm glad you ran
there. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, I was kidding about if these were the rich people,
yes.
What we would do with all this money that we have. You see, we'd buy weed eaters that worked, things like that. You know weed eaters? Have you never weed eated with us?
He's
weed eated.
No, I'm saying tomorrow morning, maybe we can.
Oh, tomorrow morning.
No.
You just got a promise.
Is this like removing the weeds from the garden?
Sort of. It goes like this.
The great example, you can't understand it intellectually, you have to.
Yeah, you'll need to have it. It's a direct experience Zen thing.
Yes, but at the same time, it's available. That's what's amazing.
Yes.
That is within reach.
Yes.
And I'm grateful for this transportation assistance that makes me like, wow, in a few hours, I'm here.
Yes.
And I feel like my body, I didn't notice how tight it was until I get here. And now I'm just like, wow, what real world before that. So I'm deeply grateful for the monastery and scared a little bit after that questionnaire about what was it about? But this is so amazing and valuable and it's a big part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate. I'm very grateful, and I do feel lucky, and I do feel like those wealthy people. This is the wealth of my life.
Yes, yes, that's a very good point. We are the wealthy people, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not a lot of people's definition of wealth, but we know how wealthy we are.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's very good.
Just the guy in the schedule,
Okay. Is it on the board now?
It would be as soon as we walk out.
Okay. So there's a guided schedule. And so if people would fill it up in order. Yeah. So don't leave gaps because it looks like a better time. Just fill it up in order. That'd be great. Okay. Anything else for these folks before we
take we'll post the schedule. But in case people miss it, the first thing is the schedule at 7:30.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.